Hey everyone, it's Emmy Jo, the Book Slayer 77 here. I just want to touch base with everyone. Didn't want you to think I forgot about you. I've been completely busy, swamped with appointments all week and things that I need to get taken care of and dying. You know how it goes. But I did want to let you know that I will try and make another episode Saturday. That when I go to play The Sims, I am still trying to work out how to record my gameplay and also trying to incorporate my voice onto it, like I see a lot of YouTubers do with The Sims. So I want to try that out. And yes, I'm still going to see about books and everything else. That's definitely not, you know, never not going to be an option. Also, I wanted to let everyone know that I did get a copy, an early access copy of Regretting You by Colleen Hoover. I've already started reading it, and damn, that's good. That is really good so far. And I'm also reading another book for a friend, so I'm going to be reviewing those. Hopefully, I will have those up by probably next week sometime. A couple other books came in from the library, so I'm going to get into those. I hope everyone has go ahead and watch This Is Us on Tuesday. What did everyone think about that episode? Was that episode to your liking? Did you see more of Kevin and you loved it? Just let me know. I feel I really enjoyed the episodes. I liked episode 1 and 2 so far of this season. I don't think I'm never not going to like the episodes unless, you know, Mandy Moore's character dies. I'm going to be, like, shattered. I mean, after all, Milo's character, you know, everyone already knows he passed. That tore me up. That was pretty sad. But I do, you know, want to incorporate some of the shows or movies I watch. I am going to try and watch Carnival Row tonight. I already watched the first episode. I'm going to try to watch episode 2 and 3 tonight, because I don't think I have to get up quite as early tomorrow. Today I had to get up at 7 a.m. And yeah, that's the pits for me. I'm about to go into another appointment, but I wanted to touch base with everyone and see how everyone's doing so far this week. What are your plans for the weekend? Just let me know. What are you reading? I do want to thank everyone who has commented to let me know, like, it should be okay to write the celebrity's name and song. And the reason why I was asking is because if you follow some of my Instagram or my podcast episodes, you'll remember and hear me say I got Taylor Swift's new CD the day it came out, like that morning. I couldn't wait. I've done it since her second CD came out, because the first one I didn't get on that first day. I got it like after, but everyone thereafter I've gotten the day they've come out. So in this one I really enjoy more than Reputation, so I was going to incorporate a few of those songs from this and maybe some from some other artists as well. So but about to my book, again, I want to thank everyone. It is going to be a novella. It's not going to be a full novel like a James Patterson, and I do want to get into start talking about more of James Patterson, his books, especially the Women's Murder Club series. Oh my goodness, I love that series. I have every single one of them, except for number 19, which comes out, I think he said, on the 6th or the 7th of this month. I cannot wait. It's called 19th Christmas. And again, my favorite character is Lindsay Boxer. So, I'm just loving it. And I got to read the last two because I found that I was reading way too fast. Because usually a 300-400 page book I can get done within like 4 or 5 hours if I read straight through. So, I was before when I first started reading them, I was reading them too fast and didn't have anything to read from him. So, I decided I'll, you know, wait a couple books. And now I think I'm like 3 books behind, actually, with, if I count the new one coming out, I'm like 3 books behind. But don't you worry, I will have them before the new year read, just because it's James Patterson, I have to. And I do want to talk about, did you guys hear about the Babysitter's Club? That series is coming back on Netflix. Alicia Silverstone is going to be in it. She's going to play a mom, I believe. I don't know the rest of the cast. It would be nice if they could get Janelle. I like to say that, from Pretty Little Liars, Mona. However, she's older, but she doesn't look old. So I really feel like she could play Claudia. I feel like she could play Claudia. And not that I'm trying to get Pretty Little Liars, group back together. That would be nice. But I feel Ashley Benson, she could play Dawn. Like, she has that California type look and this and that. But again, these are older females, but I think they would be great for the role. But I think they're probably going to go through a crowd of people that are unknown besides, like, the parents or something. I don't know who would play Christy or Marianne or Mallory or Jesse or them. Or, like, from my favorite book, Christine the Snobs. I hope it does really well because Amazon Prime does pretty good with their shows. Netflix, they do pretty good. So I'm glad it's coming to Netflix because it's a wider spectrum. However, they don't tend to keep a lot of shows past the fourth season or third season. I would love, like, them to keep it going if it was good. So we'll see. But again, I just want to let everyone know that I haven't forgotten about you guys. But it's getting up early every day for different appointments, different things, running around, always busy, always trying to do something. But this Saturday, I will be playing The Sims and watching Carnival Row, I believe. However, I still have to figure out the recording of my gameplay and getting my voice on there because I see a lot of, like, Deli Gracie, how they talk. I don't necessarily need to have my face, talking about, I just mean the background talking like I'm now. Saying, Alex, da-da-da-da, or whatever name I use on The Sims for the character, and do the background story and so on. So, we'll see, because I figured that would help me in my writing spectrum, because I'm thinking of stories for my Sims. So, I think that would kind of help me out with my writing. I will try to write a little bit more tonight in my book as well. See, I've got so many things on my plate that I'm trying to figure out and get done. I hope to have my book, I really wanted it done by last April, but I'm thinking that it probably will not be until maybe the end of December, January I post it and put it on Amazon. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. But everyone, let me know what you're doing. And again, stay positive. Think happy thoughts. Just always think everything is a positive. Maybe you didn't get everything done today, but you got a few things done. That's great. So again, just everyone have a great day. And I shall talk to everyone again this weekend. Bye.